Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Richard McKinney, Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Department of Transportation. Also joining our conversation from IBM is Paul Kayada. Richard, given your department's critical mission, it requires technical skills, expertise, and diverse competencies. To that end, what are you doing to ensure you have a well-trained and technical workforce to meet your mission challenges?
One of the things that the conversation I've been trying to have with the department was, if I could drive some of the cost out of the infrastructure, if I could begin to save some money, could I take some of that money and reinvest it in the training of technical folks, as well as some end-user training, because I think we need that as well. But more to the point of your question, training my employees, my technical folks, because, you know, in order to retain good employees, and I think this is doubly true in the public sector, is people have to feel like they have a career path. And if you're in information technology that's in this steep vertical climb of change, mm-hmm. and you're leaving your technical folks to sort of fend for themselves and, you know, buy training books and teach themselves, I think you do them a disservice. Again, hearkening back to my days in Nashville, I did that. When I saved some money through consolidation, I got the finance director to promise me that I would have an IT training budget that was separate from travel and training, which are always seem to be the first victims of any kind of budget cut. And I said, I'd rather have 95% of the employees I have now and have that 5% to spend on their training than 100% and not trained. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll get a lot more bang for your buck. And also you'll signal to the employee, you're valuable to me, your career is valuable to me, I want to help you stay current with your skill set, I want to prepare you for wherever your career takes you, because sometimes careers take them away. But it's also a draw for people in, you know, as you're trying to recruit people, if they think federal employment's a dead end from a technical skills standpoint, well, what kind of person is going to want to sign up for a job that looks to them like a career dead end? So I think it's really important that the Department of Transportation, and I think the federal government as a whole, takes a look at that and says, IT technical training is not something that should fall victim to budget cuts.
We talked earlier about with the role of information technology getting ever more important, the role of the CIO needed to be redefined. Mm-hmm. Looking forward, where do you see that going, and what will be the successful CIO of the future?
I think the successful CIO of the future is one who, you know, has sort of one foot in the technical world and one foot in the business world, that enjoys the support and the trust of the business decision makers themselves. Because again, we don't do IT for IT's sake. We do it to advance business objectives. The successful CIOs I've known, and I think this is only going to become truer as time goes on, are the ones that marry those two sides together, that have a technical background and can turn to the technical community and have a conversation and then turn right around and walk in to the meeting room with the business decision makers and have a meaningful role in not only listening to what they're trying to do, but also giving them advice about, okay, here's how we get there. Because let's face it, everything we do these days, everything has an IT component to it. Every business decision anybody makes, at some point, IT comes into play. So I think the successful and the future CIO is one who better be, you know, not only have their chops on technical, but they better have their chops for business.
Richard, I'd like to stay on the future. Given your perspective, what emerging technologies hold the most promise for improving the work that you do and beyond?
This is an exciting time to be in this business. You know, I've seen this charted and discussed in many different forms and many different ways, but clearly what's happened is the rate of change has almost become exponential. They talk about the hockey stick graph, you know, where the change is sort of incremental and then it begins to bend upward and then all of a sudden it's in this steep vertical climb. Well, I think we're at the base of the hockey stick and we're headed into this steep vertical climb. All of us have been watching this Moore's Law thing since, you know, the early 80s. And, you know, I remember people back in the 90s saying, well, one day that'll flatten out. You know, they can only make these circuits so small and, you know, and there someday it'll just, you know, it'll kind of peter out and flatten out. Well, guess what? It hasn't. Parallel processing and all these other things, all of a sudden it's like it's not just about one chip and what it can do, you know. And I think what lies ahead for all of us, and I think it has, you know, implications for how we manage information technology. And, you know, then there's the humanity side of it is we're entering into an age where we're going to become increasingly dependent upon and leveraging machines to do things that humans heretofore have done. And it has great implications to our society. And as a CIO, you know, it's like riding a bull. You know, it's like all of a sudden it's like, whoa, this is amazing what's about to unfold. And I hope I get to stick around long enough to watch more of this because I'm terribly excited about, and also, you know, trying to be as thoughtful as I can about it, is where is all of this taking us, you know? I'm starting to see things like that storage almost doesn't mean anything anymore. It almost doesn't have a cost. More and more vendors are saying, how much storage you want to give you all you want? Just sign up for this, and they'll give you all that you want to eat. And it's like, wow. We talk about terabytes the way we used to talk about megabytes. Well, you know, 10 years from now, we'll be talking about exabytes like we used to talk about terabytes. You know, and you think, where is this all going? And again, as a CIO, it's an exciting time to be in the saddle.
Well, given your unique perspective, both time in the private sector with Microsoft, your time is in state and local government, and now in the federal space, what advice would you give someone who's thinking about a career in public service?
I have so enjoyed my years in public service. I think I sort of mentioned earlier, you know, when I had about a 20-year run at, and then I went to work for Microsoft, which were great years. But there was a part of me that really, really missed public service. And I was glad that in my job at Microsoft, I was working with public service customers. So I felt like I was still in that game. But I've thoroughly enjoyed my career in public service. And I think about the Governor McWhorter that I worked for back in Tennessee and what an honor it was to work for him and what a great man he was and what I learned from him. And then, you know, I had a chance to work for a great mayor in Nashville, Bill Purcell, and his team, and I learned so much. And now here I am with First Secretary Hood and now Secretary Fox and, you know, working for President Obama. I'm so honored, you know, and feel really lucky that I've had the chance to be a part of such great administrations and teams. And public service is a wonderful thing. As I travel, as I go through the country, I used to think this when I was a CIO in Nashville, you know, you go home and you see your work. You see the things you're working on and you know you made a difference in your community. And, you know, now I hope I can someday say I've made a difference in the country. That's a great honor. And I take that responsibility very seriously. And I'm very grateful.
Well, we're grateful you stopped by today. We want to thank you for your time. But more importantly, Paul and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Richard McKinney, Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Department of Transportation. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.